Blog Talk Radio.
It's Business Baby with Melissa Amber on Blog Talk Radio. Savvy solutions for your business.
Hello, everyone. You're on with It's Business Baby with Melissa Ambers. Hope you had a wonderful day today. We have a guest today that is going to help you make a straight path to your destination. And we have Marquita Samuel on the line. The name of her business is Making Straight Paths. And, you know, yes, it's self-explanatory. You know, we think about, okay, what kind of path she going to put me on? She going to tell me I should go right when I want to go left, or I should keep going forward instead of going backwards. But it's a lot more into it in today's business world. And so many of us look for that hierarchy of so many things instead of just looking simply at a level playing field. And a lot of the simple things that is right in front of our face, we don't think about doing. We don't think about, you know, let's just start here. We always want to jump to the top and start just reaching for stuff. So simply said, making straight paths, we're going to welcome Marquita Samuel. Marquita, how are you today?
Hello, Melissa. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much. I am doing very well. I'm super excited to speak to everyone and share my story. And again, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Marquita and how she got started with, you know, one, starting your own business and just, you know, sticking with it.
Well, I am what they call an accidental entrepreneur. So I did not intend to start this business when I did. I am a Florida native, and so when I came to Texas, I came for the ability to go to law school. And I was in the middle of law school when my first client asked or offered to pay me for a service that I was already doing for free, right? I know a lot of people can relate to that story. You have gifts and you have talents and you're just doing it. And someone's like, I'll pay you for this. And I was like,
right.
Okay. So I ran home and tried to figure out, right, like, oh, okay, girl. So she's like, give me an invoice. And I was like, okay. And so I ran home,
right,
looked up Microsoft Word template, right, and tried to figure out how to give this lady a quote and an invoice for something that I, you know, had been naturally doing for years. And so that's how Making Straight Paths got started. But even from the beginning, I was very intentional about my particular set of skills and what I like to do and what I thought people needed. And so I created programs and tools and exercises that helped entrepreneurs like myself figure out how to get where you want to get to. And the easiest, most comprehensive way possible. Business can be so overwhelming, right, and intimidating. Here I am in law school trying to be a lawyer, and now I'm a business owner. What does that mean? You know, how does this look? Do I need to run out and, you know, get business cards? Like, what to do? And so in the beginning, it was really just simply trying to figure out not only what I needed to know, but what other people might need to know who are on a similar path. And then I'm about to hit 5 years next month, and it's been a Thank you. It's been a nice journey. You know, it's definitely had the typical entrepreneurial roller coaster up and down, left and right, wanting to quit. But I really believe in the call that I have and in my ability to help people. And so that has continued to ground me as I develop, you know, what exactly I want to do, how I want to do it, and who I best serve.
Okay. Okay, so with your ability to help people, and again, it's real simple right there in front of our face, you have, you know, whoever, variety, you know, talents or, you know, and they come to you and they want that help. One, they don't know what they want to do. I just know I like to sit and make jewelry. No, I don't want to make no money. No, I don't want a business. But, you know, I like to make jewelry. Or you have this one. I'm just passionate about promoting people. I'm passionate about, you know, talking to people. Now, the two differences in that, this person really have a talent to sit and make some really nice jewelry. Again, like you, just doing something that you naturally love. And, okay, let's put a dollar set times a dollar sign to it. Then you have this passionate person that have this great idea that they're passionate about talking to people and they want to promote people, have no earthly idea what they're doing, that it's not their gift, and they just don't belong there. How do you help that person?
Okay,
the
so
passion
for both
of the
people,
passions.
Right, right. The passionate person and the jewelry maker. Actually, for both people, I start at the very same point, which is purpose. Is something I truly, truly, truly believe in, that we all have a purpose, that there's a reason why we're here. And it's not something that I think you could just figure out overnight. You know, it's something you got to spend some time with and look at all your skills and look at all your experiences and look at what you like to do and look at what has been easy for you and look at what's been hard for you. And there's a lot of self-assessment with that. But I start off with purpose. And to the passionate person, it would be to figure out, yes, you have a passion, but how is that going to sustain you in the long haul? Business is a long game, and anyone who tells you otherwise is lying or trying to scam you. Be mindful, you know. It's a long game. And so passion might fizzle, you know. Enthusiasm might fizzle. Skill, it doesn't fizzle as much. You can continue to grow it, but at the end of the day, you have to know why you're doing this. As they say, knowing your why. So I start off with the why. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to do it? Further, why do you think you should get paid to do it, right? Because there's a lot of things we do that aren't necessarily businesses. And there's a lot of ways to make money. And so being clear that entrepreneurship is a one way, and you need to be clear what that way looks like, what it's going to cost you, and how it's really going to take off. So I start off with the why, and I really try to get them to think about it, because I don't like to, you know, rush the process. I don't like to help people who just want to throw something up and don't know how it's going to work out and don't care and, you know, kind of acting out of integrity and kind of hustling. Like, I don't like to do stuff like that. I like to help people who want to create a lasting, sustaining mark upon this world and mark upon their lives, because entrepreneurship will change you. For the better or the worse, you know, and so you got to really know what you're doing. So I like to start off with the why.
Okay. All right. So you're starting off with the why. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, people that's listening going to listen to this, you know, later. And, you know, well, yeah, I hear what she's saying, but I know I can make money to it because I'm passionate about it. For those that just don't get it, and you do your assessment, you do all of this with them, and, you know, even if you put it in black and white, okay, let's outline this, let's write this down. You know, let's do some pros and cons. You know, you go through all of that, but they just don't get it. Is that someone you will walk away from, or would you hit it in a different direction?
I like to give people time to look at these type of things, but I've also learned not everyone is for you. And so I've spent a lot of time, especially I think maybe 2014, looking at what is my ideal client, as they call it, right? Or your ideal client avatar, or who you like to work with, or your target market. There's a 12 million phrases for it. But at the end of the day, who do I like to work with? Who do I feel like can best use my services so that I won't be frustrated, they won't be frustrated, and we end up with the best product necessary? Because guess what? You have a choice. You have a choice what kind of coach you work with, and I have a choice what kind of clients I work with. Sometimes when you're starting off, you're so desperate, right, for any old body to come use your services and to validate your idea and to say it was a great experience. But in that desperation, you could put yourself in positions with people who are not your ideal target, who don't appreciate your process, who don't speak your language. and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Everything isn't for everyone. That's why we have this big old earth with a million different ways to do something. With, you know, some people like pink, some people like blue. Like, there's so many options out there. You don't have to force yourself to work with someone that isn't going to give you the best experience, and vice versa. And so I have no problem sitting with people for a long time. I have a lot of patience because this process, again, like I said, is not a quick one. I'm not helping you set up a quick, you know, pop up, you know, like business. I'm trying to help you establish this thing in the beginning phases the way it should be set for your future success. So I'll have patience, but at the end of the day, if it's not a good fit, it's just not a good fit, and that's okay, you know?
I'm so glad that you said that, that so many people force it. And as you know, you can, I mean, just simply put the word coach, business coach, mentor, any of that in a search, and you're going to get swarms of inquiries. I mean, it's just so many out there. And there's so many people now, they want to just put their title coach on their name. Coach, 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 coach. I'm like, what? It's too many of y'all. Yes, I said it's too many of y'all. Everybody's not made to be a coach.
That's right.
Just because you, I can teach somebody how to do some things, but I don't want coach attached to Melissa. I don't. So it's, you know, that it's not for you. And just because somebody said their name coach, what, do your due diligence and really look into that person before you go write a check. Uh-huh. And understand every coach is not for everybody. Some uh-huh. coaches are better with techie people. Some are better with speakers. Some are better with writers. It just do your research. And if any coach you get to, you know, and I want you to chime in on this as well, that say, oh, I don't care what you do. You know, I can help you do this. I could get you to your destination. I could do, you know, help you with your business plan, all of this stuff. And they're just, I can do it. I don't care what you're going for. I can do it. So we're going to go to a quick break, but I want you to chime in on that when we come back. And, you know, what do you think about that of all of these uh-huh. coaches that's out there and people doing their due diligence to select the right one? And if you're at that point to where you're ready for a coach.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You might not even be ready. So
right.
We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll come right back and chime in on that.
Okay.
It's time for Tiny Tips with a Huge Impact.
Hello, we're going to do Tiny Tips today. Are you ready for your Tiny Tip? Today's tip is Google Calendar. As simple as it is, our call today, our guest today, is about just keeping it simple, but just being smart about what you're doing and how you're doing it. You know, be efficient with your time, and to ensure you don't waste any time. Time management can be a killer of any business or personal. You know, even, you know, if you don't have a business, it could be simple as getting the kids to different activities, and then you got a date with your husband or a date with your wife, and you just have stuff all over the place. Google Calendar is free, F-R-E-E. It is free. So you should open your up account. Majority of everybody have a Gmail account anyway. So if you don't, get your Gmail account, your calendars, and start utilizing a Google Calendar. Everybody have a smartphone, iPad, tablets, laptops. Same thing, log into your Google Calendar with the exact same account, and all of your dates, functions, events will sync across all of your devices. You no longer have to worry about entering dates on each different device or forgetting, oh, I wrote it over here, but I didn't put it here. Google Calendar, that is your savvy solution from the paperless expert, so be sure you open that a calendar. We are back. It's Business Baby with Melissa Ambrose. Be sure you're chiming in on our Twitter at It's Business Babe 1. It's Business BAB 1, hashtag Just Ask IBB. We're your savvy solutions for small businesses. Today we are on with Marquita Samuel, Making Straight Paths. And before we went to break, we kind of hit on coaches galore, is what I'm going to call it. And, you know, picking the right coach, and actually the coach, vice versa, the coach picking the right client, and that coach is really being honest. So chime in, Marquita. Tell us, what do you think about that? And, you know, you are a business coach as well, so, you know, you're firsthand, so chime in.
Yes, that is a topic that I actually like to talk about, right? So I don't shy away from the truth. As they say, the truth will set you free. And I have posted and shared on Facebook a couple of times, you know, different articles and things that I've seen about that. Because like you said, the field is getting a little oversaturated. I don't believe there's a coaching bubble, but I do believe, you know, like you said, it's a popular term, and what used to be called a teacher, you know, now is a coach, and you know, it kind of doesn't have much parameters. So just to give a little background, I love education. I love history. So I always like to research a thing, right? Understand it really from a, mm-hmm. a deeper level before I like to speak on it. And so when I first started, I researched it myself. Like, what is coaching? What is it? Where did all this come from? Because I didn't know anything about it either, you know, for a little while. Like, it was a new field until I experienced my first coach. You know, in the 70s and a little bit before that, it was a new term that was created to kind of talk about the experience or the way someone guides someone through. So it was different than teacher because they were outside of academia and they were outside of academic setting. And it was more for business, right? It started inside of these companies and these corporations. And it was a way to kind of encourage leadership, give them examples and guide them through how to develop without just sending people to courses, right? Because remember, that was the thing, training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on a training, go on a training, go on a training, go on a seminar. Okay, what about one-on-one? I want to get from A to B. So that's how it started. And then it started to expand outside of the corporate sector to health and wellness and fitness. And I mean, all of us can think of a coach from high school, right? A basketball coach, a, you know, tennis coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's not like a new term. It's just being applied to new areas, right? So the term itself has no issue. It's just like you say, the application. And now in the days of internet, you know, based businesses, you can put on your website whatever you want to be, right? And like you were saying,
right,
without any validation, without any vetting, without anybody really to check you. So to also give another layer of explanation, coaching is an unregulated industry. So again, you know, me being an attorney, that's a regulated industry. Doctors, that's regulated. You know, even if you have nail shops, right, those are regulated industries. And by that I mean someone has to check it. There has to be some level of certification. In coaching, that's not required. So you can be a coach without certification. And full disclaimer, I'm a coach without certification. And here's the reason why. You don't need it. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't seek it, and I am seeking my own. There's many paths for certification. And the the governing body that everyone should refer to for coaching is called the International Coaching Federation, and they're the overall governing body that looks at all the trends, that looks at all statistics, and has conferences and certification paths. And so that's a good resource for people to look into if they want to begin coaching or they want to look up some coaches. So there's no requirement for certification. And that leaves it open, like you're saying, to a lot of people who might not have a skill, might not have an aptitude, might not even have integrity, right? And so then what? What to do? And so like you were saying, then you have to go and do your own due diligence. And I think it goes back to what I had mentioned earlier, desperation, right? Just because you want to start something tomorrow doesn't mean you need to act like you don't have any options. Be a wise consumer. Just like you would go to Walmart and look up, you know, the price to see if it compares. And, you know, there's some of us who are some real, like, penny pinchers. And not like a bad thing. Like, you are on it. Like, you know, okay, well, now I ain't going to get the deal here because it's a coupon. Like, if you would do that in your personal life, if you would do that with your doctors, if you would do that with your nail technician, your eyebrow lady, why all of a sudden with business you just like, she looked, I'm going to go with her. You know, like,
yeah.
I like her website. Like, you got to give it some more level of scrutiny, because if it means so much to you, if this is something you're crying about or saving about or whining about or complaining about, at least put the effort into make sure you get where you need to get to. So to, you know, bring it all home, there are a lot of coaches out there, and that's a good thing if they meet a certain criteria of professional, you know, awareness and standards. So if the coach understands the industry, if they even have sought or are seeking certification, if they're part of professional organizations, there's International Coaching Federation groups everywhere. You know, there's local groups, chapters. You could join that. So
right.
There's ways to kind of weed out, you know, the professionals from the hustlers. But at the end of the day, like you said, Melissa, the responsibility is on the consumer. Like they talk about lemon laws. You know, like you are responsible for how you choose to spend your money.
Right? Yes.
You're responsible for how you choose to spend your money. Now, yes, the lemon law relies, you know, car saying, okay, they can't sell you a raggedy car, but there's no lemon laws on the internet, right? Even when you buy something from Amazon, it could be crazy. So why would you feel like, you know, just because I gave this lady my money, she going to do right? Just because of what?
Right.
The only thing that attracted you to her was her website, not her testimonials, not her experience, not the, you know, process that she showed you, because anybody nowadays on the internet understands the funnel system, which means that there's lower level projects or, I mean, products or services before you get to the $1,000. Things with a comma in it, there should be cheaper services before you get to that. So buy those cheaper services. See if she delivered or he. See if they did what they promised they was going to do. See how you like their process. See if you send the email if they reply. You can vet somebody before you spend money. And to tell you the truth, people have vetted me. People have watched what I've done, you know. People watch to see if I'm consistent. People watch you for months. And so don't think, you know, I'm very hesitant to make people victims, Melissa, because I feel like that takes away your power and your responsibility. So I don't like to peg people as victims. But I do understand sometimes because of you in an emotional state and you're just starting and people will tell you whatever they want, you know, whatever you feel like you need to hear to get that dollar, you know, you make bad choices. But at the end of the day, realize how you made that choice. You know, don't think that someone did it to you. You did it to yourself. You weren't patient with yourself. You weren't, you know, forgiving with yourself. You weren't honest with yourself. The only thing you liked about that person was that they said, you know, was the boss. You know, like they said boss or you know, like they coins or, you know, like just something cute. And it's like, what that got to do with you running a real business, you know?
Right. Right. It's that image, you know, because just humans, period, we're visual. And we you know, just tend to keen in on certain things. So that visual look of, oh, dang, she pulled up in a BMW, Mercedes, or, you know, whatever your high-dollar car is, you know, oh, look, she dressed to the nine. Her hair's on point. Image is important. Don't get me wrong.
Image is
very important. But you got to shake that image sometimes, you know, as the, you know, you see on these cartoons, they take it, start shaking. When they shake it, all this stuff just starts falling off. you got to shake your image sometimes.
Right, that's a good example. That's right.
yeah. Shake. Somebody needs to do a animation and post it and show. You know, when you shake these people, all this stuff falling off on them. When you finish shaking them, it just look like this average person that don't know nothing.
Yeah, I think that will be viral, honey. If you post that,
go for it. Go, I'm putting that on your plate. Go for it.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to get my graphic lady. I don't know how to do those.
Yeah, she got to put together a cartoon video. Wow. But no, you are absolutely correct. And so many of us, you know, we don't want to talk about it because we want to always have that, you know, glossy image. But I call it the pretty ugly. And the pretty ugly is all of that behind the scenes that we got to do, the challenges, the struggles, the, you know, clients that we just don't want to fool with. But at the same time, we got to get this done. And then it's those clients where you got to make that business decision that, you know what, this client just isn't for me. So share with us some of those challenges, you know, where you, you know, that behind the scenes that people don't see. When they don't see Marquita, you know, with the pajamas on, the socks, and in the floor, just scattered, you know, with stuff. So, you know, how do you work your way through those challenges, and what are some solutions that you can share that can possibly help someone else that's going through some of those same challenges?
Well, the one that comes to mind is timing, right? So, like I said, I started this business while I was in law school. So I finished law school. I graduated. And I sat for the bar. I did not pass the bar. I don't have any, like, secrets out here. Like, I don't be, like, trying to perpetuate something.
Right.
I did not pass the bar. I did not miss it by much. Not catch that, okay? I ain't, you know, but I didn't pass it. And a lot of people don't pass the Texas bar on the first try. But that really devastated me, you know, and that made me really have to assess what I was doing and what I really wanted to do. And I'm bringing that up to explain that I realized I never wanted to be a licensed attorney. Like, it was a path, but I couldn't tell you, Melissa, if it was really going to lead me to where I wanted to be. And it's funny because growing up, all I wanted to be was an attorney. But by the time I started this business, I realized, like, this is my way to help people. This is my way to get all the things that I thought I was going to get as an attorney. So me sitting for the bar was just me doing what was expected of me, not as much as pursuing what I believed. And it took me a long time to get out of that. And I think a lot of people start businesses like that as well. And so even after that experience, I still was doing, you know, half in and half out with my business. I was doing it, but I was still like, if I could get me a good legal job, though, you know, it don't really matter.
Right,
you know, like,
right.
It just, I wasn't fully committed. And until I sat down and said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put all my energy into it. I'm going to be the best, you know, business coach, business consultant that I can be. Started networking. That's when we met. You know, like, that year,
right.
2013, was when I got serious. And then 2014, you know, it really changed everything. And so what I'm saying by that is timing, because sometimes some of us think we're doing it and we're really not, and then you want results for stuff that you haven't sewn into.
Yeah.
And I meet a lot of people so frustrated by that. And so the story that I'm trying to share is I could not expect anything from my business until I was fully committed to it, until it wasn't option B. It became option A. And it took me a long time to make that commitment, and it also was tested. There were times when I had nothing, and everybody, my mother still to this day, would be like, well, go do X, Y, and Z, right? Because I have degrees, plural, right? I got education. I can do other things besides pursuing this thing that I'm saying I feel called to do. I feel like this is my thing. And so, you know, you have to really be honest what how long it's going to take and what it's going to cost you, because I had to eat that pride bullet. I am an attorney. I got the, you know, the debt to show for it. Like, I have accomplished all these things that people put on these pedestals, but at the end of the day, I was a new baby business coach, and I needed to journey on this path like everybody else, right? Like I always tell my clients, there's no overnight success. This thing is 7 to 10 years in the making. So when you see somebody blow up, you have no idea what they were doing for those 7 to 10 years prior to this thing that you think you caught them on the internet doing. Like, you have no idea. And give yourself the time and the space to enjoy and process the journey, because you don't have to go backwards, but you are not going to go forward until you commit to it, until you give it its proper space, until you, you know, love that thing. Like, I had to love this business. Whatever little quarters and dimes I was making for it, when I'm my friends were making so much more, right? Because my friends are all attorneys, right? So we would go to lunch or dinner.
And you look around like, can I come?
Right. I'd be like, well, girl, I'll pay it. I'm like, thank you, girl. I am still trying to figure out where this money coming from. You know, like, you got to humble yourself. You got to just take the journey and the path and appreciate the timing that it takes to be the thing that you call yourself wanting to be, and not, you know, not half-stepping it and expecting more. So I hope that kind of answers the question. But, you know, I just really, 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 really had to understand timing and humble myself to that process. And because of that, I could relate so much to clients who are starting off with nothing. I could relate to clients who have more, but I can relate to clients who are starting off with nothing, because that's where I had to be. And I had to learn, and you can do it, you know?
Wow. Wow. That is so, so true. Yeah, I mean, it's is going through those different things, and even when you get slapped in the face, it's like, why nothing ain't working? What's going on? I'm doing it, you know? And it's my season is over with this circle, and I'm not getting anything else out of the circle, so I need to come scoot on over and see what this other season is that I keep pushing myself away from. And and it's not to say that you know, everybody you get around, you don't need to be around. I'm not saying that, but, you know, when you start to begin to know a lot more than the people you're around, and nobody's not trying to learn more or grow with you, and everybody trying to just stay on that level path, it's time for you to shift. It's time for you to move. Because as long as you stay there, like you say, you're going to be in that spot thinking, okay, I know this, but what's going on? I'm not moving. That's what's wrong. You need to move so you can move. And it may be family, it may be friends. Yes, people will get mad, yes. Yes, people will say, okay, you acting funny, yes. But that's okay. Because I look at it now, I've gotten to a point, if you don't tell me that I've changed and I'm acting fine, that means I'm not doing what I need to do.
That's true. I can see that.
I'm not doing what I need to do. You know, so, and it's not that I say, you know, I try to be better than nobody else or anything like that, but we all have to continue to grow and learn and understand our path. And, you know, it kind of brings me to the next thing. You know, in your bio, you wrote, I'm not going to read the whole sentence, but it was something in a sentence that caught my attention, marrying purpose-based philosophies. Marrying purpose-based philosophies. The word marry in itself, everybody, okay, we know what marry is. You get, you know, united, become one. But so many people don't understand marrying your business, marrying what you're doing. Making that, as you just said, making that commitment.
Yes.
So explain that, you know, those four words, marrying purpose-based philosophies.
So there's two things I want to touch on, and I think they both answer your question. When you were saying a minute ago about understanding the shift that's going to take, one of the first things I tell clients when you work on a broader coaching package with me, and, you know, we're going to be doing a couple of steps, is be ready for the change. Because like you said, when you make that commitment to doing this thing, because it's not that you aren't committed prior to, but when you decide to get a coach, that's a real commitment. Because it's one thing to say you're working on it, right? You could be tinkering away. You might even have a Facebook page. But when you go out and invest your money to grow this thing, whether it's an idea, whether it's a full-fledged business, whether it's a nonprofit, whatever it is, when you invest in a coach, you're making a real commitment. And so for that, I always try to give clients a disclaimer that everything is going to change. Because what happens is sometimes
Period, right.
It's a conversation, and my clients will tell you, they'll be like, oh, okay. Because no one catches it in the beginning, but I like to be real 100 with my clients. You know, that's what you're paying me to do. And so everything's going to change. And so by that I mean, like you said, your friends, your family, your mindset. What you're paying for me to do, in its essence, what I really believe I do, is change your mindset. Because you can learn the tools. There's coaches who teach you how to just make money. So it's not a situation you're going to learn everything with me. It's a situation I'm going to equip you and help you position your mind and posture yourself and your you know, your tools and resources to be able to go down this path. Because this is your journey for your end result. But you need to shift your mind, like I say, from consumer to CEO, you know, from employee to employer. Like, you need to make that pivot. And sometimes we think, oh, no, I'm nothing. Yeah, I'm a boss. No. It ain't a hashtag. It is real. It is a real shift that everything around you is going to move. And like you said, you have to be mindful and prepared for those shifts to come. And they come from many different places, many different unexpected ways, because you might think, you know, okay, I'm just running a business. I'm just going to bring another, you know, some more money. but it changes you. It changes the way you look at things. It changes the way you respond to things. So that changes your relationships with people around you. And for many people around you, you making that change makes them uncomfortable. It does not mean they're haters. It does not mean they're jealous. It just means they're uncomfortable, because if she can do it, that means I can do it. So all the excuses I've been telling myself really don't matter no more, and I can't have that because I got to live in this bubble that I keep telling myself, you know? And so that makes people have a response to you that you're like, what? Why you just don't support me? Why? Because they can't. They can't. It's going to rock their whole world to just tell you congratulations, because then they're going to have to accept all the things they might have said about you, you know? Or all the things mm-hmm. they are saying about themselves, you know? So that's the part of that. But when I say marrying to your purpose or marrying purpose-based philosophies, I think when I first started, I was just, like, so confused on why I felt like business and real life, or my view of business, right, and real life were so far removed. You know, it felt like successful people and then people who were making a social impact were, like, on two different parts of the spectrum, you know? And so I was like, why? Mm-hmm. Why I can't be in business but want to make an impact? And now they call it, like, social good and things like that. But I just felt like you can't lose who you are in business or playing business, because that's really what it is. You know, when people tell you this is how business is, that it don't have to be, though. It don't have to be. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, I like to focus on purpose, character, integrity, doing business the way that you were raised to be a person in this world, and then having a business, not the other way around. You know, not sacrificing your whole, like they say, soul, you know, for some coins. To what end? Because when you look back up, you ain't going to have no friends, no family, no nothing, but you got a business, you know? And that's
right.
Not the way I felt.
Oh, trust
like
me, they're going
to
come back around. They're going to come back around when they see
right?
you. Hey, girl, where you been?
You know, that's not the kind of people you want. And so I just really felt like I'm going to teach it a different way. I'm going to teach it a different way. I'm going to look at it a different way. I'm going to encourage you that you can do it a different way if you're brave enough to do it. If you're brave enough to say, I ain't going to lose my integrity. If you're brave enough to say, I'm not going to forget my character. If you're brave enough to say, I'm going to work with the people that I want to work with and serve from that place as opposed to hustling, you know?
Cause it's hello?
I like the word hustle because, I mean, to me it means move quickly, you know, get to it,
mm-hmm.
quick.
Right.
Not to hustle people, you know, out of they, you know, I always
mm-hmm.
talk about, you don't know what someone had to do to get that money, right? You think she giving you
right.
this $99 for this half an hour phone call means nothing to her. You don't know how many floors she had to scrub. You don't know who she had to beg.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what child is not getting a toy to have this phone call with you. You need to honor people's investments. And
right.
don't just be out here
right.
trying to chase the money at the expense of the people. You're working with people, not just numbers, not
mm-hmm.
just invoices, not just the bottom line. Now, that don't mean I don't care about the money. We all need to care about the money, because money is a tool that we can use to do other things. And so you have to honor it. You have to respect it. You have to monitor it. You have to be aware of how it works. But don't love it and put it on such a pedestal that you forget there's people out here, because you will have to account for how you treat these people.
Absolutely. Right. Right. It will. That's one thing that I truly believe in, that everything circles back around. If you do good, you're going to get your good. If you
uh-huh.
do bad, you're going to get your bad. And it's in a different time frame. Nobody never knows when, where, how,
yep.
or none of that. But you just have to know, as you say, why? Why are you doing this? If you know it's not for a good reason, shut it down. Immediately shut
yep.
it down. Yeah. But, you know, if you feel that you're doing it for a good purpose, I mean, even refer people. I mean, I've, you know,
yep.
been around people. Oh, I don't want to share my referrals. You're taking the people I know. You got to go make your own connections. And I'm like,
ridiculous.
What? That's the stupidest thing that I have ever heard. I'm
ridiculous.
Like, what? Right.
That's that competition mindset.
And
mm-hmm.
Right. And, of course, as we say, we need you to shift, get out of that circle, shift on,
uh-huh.
you know. But if you know, yes, you may call me on something and you want to hire me for something, and let's talk. Okay, what do you want? What do you need? If I can help you, cool. Let's work this out. But if not, you know what, let me refer you to such and such, or let me make a phone call and see, you know, if this person can come on board or whatever. You know, it's always opening that network and working with people, whether they're in your circle or not. They don't always have to be in your circle.
Correct.
Hello, people.
Correct.
They don't always have to be in your circle. So
correct.
If I know somebody, even if I don't, like, hey, I came across this website on Google. I don't know them, never talked to them, but, hey, check it out. They might be able
right.
to help you.
Because you'll position yourself as someone to know. And you'll position yourself as a good person. And people never forget how you make them feel.
Right.
They might have forgot
right.
what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel.
Right. I recently posted a quote, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit here, but it was, if you're always about making the money, your business will always be broke.
Oh, my.
And when I saw that, I said, I need to put this out here. I want to know how many people are going to catch this one.
Right.
I said, wow. If you're always about making the money, your business will always be broke.
That's interesting.
So, yes. Yeah. And, of course, a lot of people didn't catch it, which I thought, but that's okay.
That's okay.
So we went over a little bit, but that's okay. You know, you gave us some good information and letting people know what you do and how you work with your clients, which is with integrity. And that word alone is bigger than, I mean, it's just huge. That in itself, if you don't have integrity, it's not going to work. Even though you may be smiling now, the checks are rolling in. Hey, I'm depositing a check, you know, every day. I got 20 checks going to my bank account every day. But if you don't have integrity, the 20 checks you keep popping up in there, and while you smiling and, as they say, parlaying, hey, your time is ticking. So just have integrity of what you're doing. You know, understand why you're working with that client, why the client want to work with you. Refer people out. Share your network.
Yep.
Refer people out because you don't know who else you can help by referring them. But trust me, if you have that integrity and you refer people out, you're like, man, I sure could have used that money. Yeah, you could have got that money. One, you wouldn't have had a referral, and you wouldn't have had a return client.
True.
So just have the integrity. Be mindful of people's feelings and people's hustle. Makita just said it. Be mindful of their hustle because you don't know what they had to do to get that money to hire you to get solutions, to get advice, just to get, you know, somebody to help. Hey, come on in here. I need you. So I ain't going to knock nobody's hustle. I'm just going to ask y'all to keep it legal.
Please.
I ain't going to knock nobody. Keep it legal.
Please.
That's
keep
my
it
disclaimer.
Legal.
That's my disclaimer. But I ain't going to knock nobody's hustle. Do what you got to do. Hire you a coach, a mentor, a consultant, whatever title you want to put on it. Get somebody with you. You can't do it all yourself. And if you need to hire Marquita, lay it all out. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, you know, I love to work with people who are starting a business or starting a venture or just starting another piece of maybe an existing venture. I love the beginning phases and mapping it all out and starting with a clear plan, clearly, like, you know, make a straight path. So I love that part. And then I also work with seasoned entrepreneurs as well. And so people who are a bit more established, I help you either organize or figure out growth strategies and plans to get to the next level. And so you can find all of this information on my website, makingstraightpaths.com. And, Melissa, is this where we talk about the freebie?
Yes.
Great. So I'm so thankful for Melissa's time and access to this audience and being able to just, you know, speak to any of you about any of your questions about what we talked about or any other questions you may have. And so I created a special link just for this audience. And you can find it at makingstraightpaths, /media. So on my website, there's a link that says media. And then when you go to that link, you'll see big old, you know, at the top, it's Business Baby. And you click on that link there, and you'll get to a special page that gives you a free 30-minute consultation with me. Now, this is not a, you know, let's map out your whole business type of conversation. It's the opportunity to have someone with some, you know, some business ideas and some business experiences give you an answer to what's the most pressing thing on your heart at this time. Because sometimes you really don't need a coach. Sometimes you just need a resource. Sometimes you just need a book, and I love books. So, you know,
there's
so many ways that you can answer your question.
Excellent point. Excellent
right,
point. Yes, you
course,
just made me the resource.
Just get a book. Yes.
Right.
I'm not going to sign you up for no 6-month plan and you just need a book. Like, no. You come this far, you keep going with a book, you know? And so I'm offering that as an opportunity to just get my thoughts on anything that you have a question for. You find the link and how to fill that out, and you'll get a link to schedule that. And, you know, just because I'm so thankful for this opportunity. Melissa and I have known each other for a long time, and I'm so grateful to be featured on this wonderful broadcast and speaking to entrepreneurs and being able to serve you in this way, because I really, really, really love what I do. This is not a hustle. This ain't a temporary thing. This is what I really feel
right.
like I'm called to do, and I love to do, and I love to help other entrepreneurs and just, you know, get excited about other ideas. There's so much out there. There's so much creative ways to solve problems, and so I just love to talk to people about that.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And you're welcome at any time if you want to come back on and, you know,
talk a little bit more about coaching, clients, or anything like that. You are welcome at any time.
Yay! I'm excited.
Yeah, so just send me your email anytime that you want to come back on. So,
so you've heard, you didn't put out your social media. What's your Twitter and all of that?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, great. So on all social media, you can find me at Marquita Samuel. On Twitter, it's Marquita_Samuel. On Facebook, my business Facebook page is Making Straight Paths. On Instagram, it's Marquita Samuel. On, let's see, what else? LinkedIn is Marquita Samuel. Pinterest, I mean, I keep it really, it's either Making Straight Paths or Marquita Samuel. And so if you go to my website, you can find all the social media links and directly to where you want to go. And I actually even have a private Facebook group just for women entrepreneurs. And that is Start, Grow, and Build, presented by MSP. And you can find that again on my website as well. So as many places as possible, I try to reach out to entrepreneurs and provide encouragement, inspiration, some 100% real business truth, you know, and just ways and tools and resources to kind of help you along your journey. Because whether it's with me or anyone else, I want you to get there. It's not a, you know, you got to work with me to get there. It's a get there. Get there, serve the people you're here to serve, and, you know, let's change the world.
Awesome. Awesome, make a straight path. You heard it yourself. Get on that road or go down that path, make a straight path. So be sure you're following Marquita. Get on her website, click the link, and get this free 30-minute conversation with Marquita. You never know what you're going to get out that 30 minutes, so you need
That's
to be
right.
sure you pick up the phone and get that. Get it. So, again, be sure that you follow It's Business Baby. We're on Facebook, It's Business Baby. Twitter, It's Business Babe, BAB1. And hashtag Just Ask IBB. Just ask us. We will have an expert on the line. We'll get a guest on the line. We're about the business, and we're about offering those solutions, getting you to where you need to be. We want to see everybody just flourish and, you know, do what you do. If it's your gift and it's meant for you to be there, we're going to help you get there. And if you send us a message, if I don't have an answer for you then, I'm going to guarantee that I will get it for you. There's somebody in the network that will be able to come on and answer those questions, talk with you directly, or might, like she said, simply be a referral that I send you out. So be sure that you follow us. It's Business Baby. Check out Marquita's website, makeastraightpaths.com. /media, click on the big old It's Business Baby logo on there and get your free 30 minutes. And thank you again, Marquita, for coming on. We really enjoyed you. I really appreciate it. And like I said, come back at any time.
Thank you so much. This is such a wonderful opportunity. I love talking about business. Thank you again.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are getting ready to end the show. It's Business Baby, and we'll see you on next week. Thanks again, Marquita. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.